Okay, Rosa, a couple of things. So this is our last week from before Pesach. So we should take advantage. We're going to do Inyanei Pesach the whole week. And then, Bez Hashem, when we come back, we have another packet in Borer to do. And then we have Chazara. And, okay, so that's what happens when Pesach comes out so late. This is the way it happens. Okay. We want to give Mazel Tov to our good friend Noam Polster for his engagement. Mazel Tov. Simin Tov. Oh, Mazel Tov. Yehailah. Oh, Yisrael. Simin Tov. Oh, Mazel Tov. Lechol Yisrael Simin Tov. Oh, Mazel Tov. Simin Tov. Oh, Mazel Tov. Yehei Lanu. Oh, Lechol Yisrael Simin Tov. Oh, Mazel Tov. Simin Tov, Mazel Tov, Yehei Lanu, O Lechol Yisrael. Simin Tov, O Mazel Tov, Yehei Lanu, O Lechol Yisrael. Simin Tov, O Mazel Tov, Yehei Lanu, O Lechol Yisrael. Simin Tov, O Mazel Tov. Simin Tov, Mazel Tov, Yehei Lanu, O Lechol Yisrael. Simin Tov, O Mazel Tov, Yehei Lanu, O Lechol Yisrael. Simin Tov, O Mazel Tov, Yehei Lanu, Lechol Yisrael. Simin Tov, O Mazel Tov. Simin Tov, O Mazel Tov, Yehei Lanu, O Lechol Yisrael. Okay, so what I'd like to do, the shiurim, we're going to mainly focus on Lecha Mishnah. And we're going to Lecha Mishnah in general, and specifically Lecha Mishnah for Pesach. Because we know that our minug at the Seder is that we have three matzahs, right? And most of us follow that minug. However, we'll see that there's another sheet in Rishonim that the Vilna Gaon subscribed to, that shita, is just to have two matzahs. Because that's what we have every Shabbos, every Yontif, we have two challahs. So we can't have challahs, we have matzahs. So we want to see the Rambam, the Rif, the Vilna Gaon, held that we have two matzahs. The only thing is that we break a matzah, so then it won't be a shlema. So therefore our minhag is to have three matzahs, and this way we have two shlemas of the Lecha Mishnah. But the Vilna Gaon said, and the other Rishonim held that so what? Meaning that the din of Lecha Mishnah is that, Lecha Oni rather, is that the Lecha Mishnah don't have to be shlemim. So therefore we have the Lecha Mishnah of a matzah and a half, and that's the appeal of the Vilna Gaon as well. So let's see where this all comes from. So the pasuk in Bishalach by the Mon, it says Vaydaber Hashem and Moshe Lemor. So it tells the whole story with the Slav, and then it talks about the Mon. So he says, on page 4, Vayhi Bayom Hashishi Laktu Lechem Mishnah. So on Friday they got Lechem Mishnah, they got double portion of Mon. So there was a double portion of Mon on Friday, and because the Mon didn't fall on Shabbos, and therefore, hence we have Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos to remind us of that miracle of the Lecha Mishnah that fell on Friday. So at the three meals that we have on Shabbos, we have Lechem Mishnah. So that's what the pasuk says. Ve'yima yom ha'shishi loktu Lechem Mishnah. And that's what the Gemara tells us on page 7 on Shabbos Kuv Yud Zayin, page 7 on the bottom right side. Amar Rav Abba, b'Shabbos chayiv adam l'vtzoa al shtei kikros. That on Shabbos we have mechuyev to make hamotzi on two rolls to receive lechem mishnah. So it says lechem mishnah. So that's the din on Shabbos. It's interesting that the Taz on page 12 in Hilchos Chanukah says a very interesting thing. The Taz says, you look at Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Chanukah discusses preferences. What takes preference over what? Say you don't have money to buy Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos. So what should you buy? Should you spend the money on Ner Chanukah or Ner Shabbos? So Misha Ein Yodol Maseges Liknos Ner Chanukah V'Ner Shabbos Yikne Ner Shabbos Mishum Sholom Beso. So it was, even though Chanukah is so special, it's Pirsumei Nisa, but Shabbos is even more special. Ner Shabbos Sholom Bayis means that you shouldn't trip on the chairs and the tables and shouldn't cause problems in the household if you trip on the chair or something like that. So we want the room to be illuminated. And in those, especially in those days, that if you didn't have, you didn't have the near Shabbos, then it was dark. It's not like today, it's a whole discussion. We have electricity, so what do we really need near Shabbos? So that's a whole separate discussion that people talk about. But Ner Shabbos beats out Ner Chanukah, because Sholem Bayis is more important. V'im yesh lo l'shal Shabbos, v'ein lo l'ner Chanukah, l'yayin l'kiddush hayom. So he has for Shabbos, v'ein lo l'ner Chanukah, l'yayin l'kiddush hayom. So which takes precedence, Ner Chanukah or wine for Kiddush? Yikner l'ner Chanukah. So even though Ner Shabbos is more chashuv than Ner Chanukah, but Ner Chanukah is more chashuv than the wine. Okay, so let's look in the Taz. Yikda Ner Chanukah and Beis. Kosov Haran, Avogav the Kiddush Doraisa of Ner Chanukah Drabonah came in Efshel Kadesh Alpat. As why is Chanukah Ner is more important than the wine for Kiddush? The answer: Kiddush is Doraisa. Ner Chanukah is only Drabonah. Because he says, no, because for Kiddush, you can make Kiddush on Challah. So since you can make Kiddush on Challah, so you have a way out. So then why spend the money on the wine at the expense of not being able to do Ner Chanukah? You know, you have the Challah anyway. So might as well make Kiddush on the Challah, you know, instead of saying Bor Pir Goffin, like we make, you'll say Hamotzi Lechem and Aretz, and then you'll continue the Kiddush, Mekadesh HaShabbos, and then you'll... Shemen l'ner Chanukah odif. Fize im ein lo pas. So what if he doesn't have wine or bread? So then what should he do? Then pas odif. Then he should rather get the bread over the ner Chanukah. Get a challah over the ner Chanukah. But the case that we're saying that you should get the ner Chanukah over the Kiddush is that you have bread. So you have bread already, and now the question is, should you just get the Ner Chanukah, money for the Ner Chanukah or for the Kiddush? So he says, no, get for the Ner Chanukah, because the Kiddush you could do with the bread. Aval Rambam Kasuv Kan, the Ner Chanukah Kiddush Hayom Shneim Midivrei Sofrim, Ner Chanukah Odiv Mikiddush Hayom Mishum Pirsum Anes. But the Rambam seems to say that Ner Chanukah is still more chashuv than Kiddush Hayom, because Pirsum Anes beats out Kiddush. Im kein afilo ein lo pas, according to the Rambam, Ner Chanukah odif. Aval nira del inyan pas, the kuli alma pas kodem. Mashkosu besim reish aleph, Tikkunish Kodim Latar Chesuda Nira the Hainu Shar Tzar Chesuda Kivon Tavshilin. Okay. Aval Pas Lechem Mishnehu. So he says like this. So he says, according to the Rambam, Ner Chanukah beats out Kiddush. So he wants to say that even if you don't have Pas, still Ner Chanukah beats out. So he says, no. By Pas is always more important than Ner Chanukah. The Mashakos of Simon Reishayin Aleph, the Kiddush Kodim Letzorche Suda, but Kiddush is more important than having different courses of the meal, nearer the Hainu Shar Tzorchit Suda, the Tafshilin. In other words, if it's a question of having Kiddush and having a sumptuous meal, get the wine for Kiddush, even though you won't have chicken and all those other things. Get the wine for Kiddush. But Pas is more important than anything else. You know why, says the Taz? Because you have to be Yotzei the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah. Pas, the Lechem Mishnah, who kodim liyayin lekiddush. That's even more important than yayin lekiddush. The Pas is more important than everything. Why? The Lechem Mishnah lekuli alma doraisa. Wow. So he says that Lechem Mishnah is doraisa. Even though one could have said that, no, that pasuk of Lechem Mishnah is talking about bisman that there was mon, that he had Lechem Mishnah. Today we just do a zecher. Maybe that zecher is only the Rabbanan to remind us of the miracle. One could have said like that, right? But the Taz says no. The Taz says that Lechem Mishnah is a daraisa. Kedomer Rav Abba per kol kisvei tchsiv Lechem Mishnah. The Sholosh Sudos Gamkin Doraisa. And the concept of having three meals on Shabbos is also Doraisa. That's the three times it says Yom. Yichu Hayom, Shabbos Hayom, Hayom Lom Titzu'u Basode. So that's the Pasuk in page 5. Perek Tezayin Pasuk Chav Hei, where it says Vayomer Moshe Ichlu Hayom Ki Shabbos Hayom Hayom Lo Tintzu Basada. So it says three times Hayom. That's the way the Gemara learns out to have three meals on Shabbos. So the Taz says no. None of these things are just an asmachta. It's a real din d'oraisa to have lechem mishnah. So therefore, the Taz says you can't kol shekin shu kodem l'ner Chanukah she'enu l'midrabanan ki nirali. So he says that the first thing of all these things, of the wine for Kiddush, of Ner Chanukah, all these things, the thing that's on the top of the list is to make sure you have bread for Lechem Mishnah. That's the top of the list. Because everything else, in other words, the Yayin Shel Kiddush, well, you can make Yayin on the Pas. And he's assuming that that's the Raisa, so that takes precedence. Right, there's a question whether you could be Yotzei Lechem Mishnah if you have two broken pieces. Some say that there's a famous tshuva of the Netziv that maybe you can even Yotzei with two halves. Right, as long as it's two things that were there from before, that maybe you could also. Obviously, it's best to have holes, but if not. So that's what he holds. That's what the Taz holds. He pointed out that the Magen Avraham is the opposite of the spectrum, and he holds something totally different. Take a look on page 13. Here, the Magen Avraham talks about, if you take a look in so Reish Nandalet is talking about the halacha if somebody put in dough in the oven on Shabbos purposefully. So if you put in dough in the oven on Shabbos, that means it's gonna you're gonna violate bishul on Shabbos, afia. You put in dough in the oven. So the question is, are you allowed to take it out? Because there could be an issur derabbanan of taking it out, of peeling the the dough off the in those days, when they baked, so it's like the pizza ovens. They put the dough on the floor of the oven. Today, most of the things that we bake or cook today, we have a tray and we put it in the thing. So the walls don't. That's why some poskim say that when you kasher an oven for Pesach, you don't necessarily need a blowtorch or a thing like that, because we don't put the thing directly on the oven anymore. We put it on a tray, and then there's the steam that may or may not go up. So at most, you turn it on, and that will kasher for the steam. But if you put something direct, then it's much more of a problem. So that's why I recommend people not to use blowtorches. I've seen many people after Pesach with casts and things like that. But this is my general shita. That's my general shita. The less fire, the better. That's the general shita. Like for Bedikas Chametz, don't use a candle, use a flashlight. Less fire, the better. Okay, that's a general yesod. And okay. Okay, so look at Vav first. Im nosnu b'Shabbos afilu b'mezid mutar lo l'doso kodem sheyafek kedei shelo yovel izus gila. So if somebody put dough in the oven on Shabbos, even b'mezid, so we say that you could take it out before it fully bakes. Well, machol ben drusa, all the shittas we talked about. Because we've let you do a din derabbanan, an issur derabbanan, to save yourself from the skila, right? Then he says, "But tanurim shalanu she'ein behem ridia, but mutar lahotzi yoser mishal." Do you have a mishnah brura here? Mishnah gimel. "But tanurim shalanu she'ein behem ridia mutar lahotzi yoser mishal sudos besakin." So he says, let me read it to you in the Mishnah Berurah. He says like this. Mishnah Berurah says, "Mulechas Radia in Shaykhach Patunim Shem Dapkin Pas Pedofna Etonim." Because the weird din de Rabbanon is when they would put the dough on the walls of the oven, and then it would be an issur de Rabbanon to take it off the walls. But if you're just taking it off the floor, even if it's on the floor, that's not an issur de Rabbanon. So he says, "But tanurim shalon shein lahem ridia mutal hotzi yoser mishalos udos." So he says that in our tanurim, you could take. So it's not really a malach. In other words, there it was an issur derabbanan when they actually put it on the thing. So the only time we say we could take it out, so you shouldn't violate an issur skila. But say you didn't violate anything. You put it in beheter. You put it in before Shabbos, right? You put it in before Shabbos, or so he says that you can take out. You can take a mutar lahotzi yoser mishalosh suudas besakin or mishum dov sheyitchol bo. You can take out the dough because the dough today is not on the walls, so it's not really an isser. So the only thing is, we don't want you to be mechin from the weekday, from Shabbos to the weekday. So as much as you want for Shabbos, you could take out. Mutul hotzi kola pasaf shu harbe harbe yosi mishalosh sudos to tzorach lo l'shabbos av kol zeh sherotzo lechol mehem b'shabbos kol poni miktsis mehem dimokei nosir lirdos tzorachol. So he says that you could take ordinarily dafka pas yitiru mozen sholosh tzudos the chayiv b'shabbos back in the Mogen Avraham chayiv b'shabbos lechol pas aval shar tafshilin im nosim b'isra afil b'shogi. Also at Motzai Shabbos, Kemosh Kosim Simin. Yeah, Miu Eilu Klal Ma Yochel Shari came in also on Sadas B'Shabbos. Okay, Im Yesh Lo Pas Achar Mozon Shalosh Sudos also Lahatzil Avu Gav Tzarech Lachol Suda Tikar Sholem V'Lechem Mishnah Mikol Mokom Eino Chova Kol Kach.
So he says an unbelievable thing. There is, he says that. Say you have one roll for every meal, but you don't have two rolls for every meal, and it's a question of taking out of the oven on Shabbos. So he says that he doesn't think it's mutter. Why? Why isn't it mutter?
He says because Lecha Mishnah is not really an obligation. Ein, it's the opposite of the Taz. The Taz is it's a mitzvah daraisa. He says, "Yikomokum ein achova kol kach." It means it's a nice thing. It's a nice thing to do. But it's not a strict obligation. It's a. It's not really an obligation. It's a good thing to do. It's a proper thing to do, but it's not a real chovah. Dafka b'pasitiru. So he says. So now what is he talking about? The matter of the Isser Radiyah? Afilo al-Yadei Shemashen Kim Shalonu Shaloshayach Radiyah Mutu Lotzi Kol HaPasam Shul Harbe Yif Harbe Yosir Mishalosh Sudas. So I guess when there's an Isser Radiyah Yitir Lo Gabi Pas Yochom Yimel Gimel B'Tanum Shalom Shem Yim Isser Radiyah Mutu Lotzi Kol HaPas. I guess when but I'm not going to meet the Havia Harar Gabi Kholam. My hit be better. So, in other words, he put pass in and it's stuck on the wall. So you have to peel it off. So, sometimes we permit if you need it for the Suda Shabbos. So if you have enough for the Suda Shabbos, but you don't have enough for Lecha Mishnah, so he says that's not a good enough reason, Lecha Mishnah, to peel it off, to violate a Nisa Derabbanan. It's not a good enough reason. So you could do it for the Shalosh Sudos. You need, you know, you have a role for the Sudos. You know, you have to realize in those days, you know, people ate. You know, Rav David, someone told me Rav David Feinstein said he grew up as a child in, you know, in Russia or whatever. He said, what did a fleishik meal mean? A fleishik meal meant you took a piece of bread, and you dipped it in some
some liquidy schmaltz, and then you ate the bread. And a milch meal meant you took a piece of bread and you dipped it in. There was, today, the bread is like a side thing. We have our chicken, our rice, or this. And the bread, we just do it for religious reasons, the bread. I mean, most of us, when, you know, like in the Shabbos meal, where do we have the bread? The bread is just, you know, religious reasons. The main meal is the chicken and the this and that. But then, that was the meal. So here, you want to, you have bread to cut one challah to give to everybody so they'll have what to eat for the meal. But you need, but what about the second piece of bread to give, to, so you'll have lechem mishnah, so the Magen Avraham doesn't permit you to take the peel off in the oven to get out that second piece of bread. So you have one big loaf. So it'll be enough for everyone to have their meals, or three meals, or whatever, but you don't have lechem mishnah, so to peel out for lechem mishnah, he's not willing to permit, because he says, Eino chova kol kach. In contrast to the Taz, who says, what are you talking about? That's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Ah, it says lechem mishnah. So the Magen Avraham says, yeah, lechem mishnah is just telling you the story of the month. Doesn't mean that we have an obligation of lechem mishnah. The Taz says, well, no, when the Gemara says lechem mishnah is our obligation, that means that pasuk is a mitzvah d'oraisa of lechem mishnah. What?
For
the Taz says for us too. The Magen Avraham says that was the Dor HaMidbar had lechem mishnah because that was the month. But there was no chova l'doros to have lechem mishnah. Well, l'maisa we have an inyan of lechem mishnah, so it's like an inyan, you know, like an inyan. It's a good thing. It's a proper thing. It's a, you know, something you should do. But to say it's like a mere chova, he says, ain't a chova kol kach. So it's a very interesting contrast to the words of the Magen Avraham in contrast to the words of the Taz that it says that it's a din d'orais. Oh. If you look, so the Shulchan Aruch HaRav on page 14. Look at the Shulchan Aruch HaRav on page 14. I didn't bracket it, but I bracket the bottom. But look on the Os Ches on the left side of the page. Misha Ein Yodo Maseges. You got it? Misha Ein Yodo Maseges Liknos Yain LeKiddush. There's a person who doesn't have enough money to buy wine for Kiddush. Shebalaylo, v'lochin tzarchi tzuda l'chvod halaylo for hayom. He doesn't have enough money to go through a regular Shabbos. You know, like today, people, we take it for granted. You know, not enough money to. That's why I told you that people used to get married on Friday because they couldn't afford to have a suda Shabbos and a suda nesuin, so they have it all at once. Friday night would be their. They would have the Suda Shabbos, and that would be the Chasana meal as well. They would invite the community. So this way, they would have. So, you know, it was a different level of what people had in those days. Okay, Kiddush Halayla Kodim. So he says Kiddush Halayla is more important. You mean in the Torah? Be sure Yochel Kaddish Lapas. He says Kiddush is the most important thing, but if you don't have bread, that's even more important, because this way you could use the bread for the meal, for the lechem mishnah, and for the Kiddush. So if you look in the Kuntres Achron in the bottom, in Beis, he says, Afshem Magen Avraham Simin Reish Nun Dal Sifkon Chav Gimu Vordeinu Chova Kol Kach. Even though the Magen Avraham says Lechem Mishnah is not such a big deal, so according to the Magen Avraham, the Lechem Mishnah is not such a big deal. So maybe you should get the wine over the bread. He says Mikom Mokom Kan Yesh L'Horish Ka Taz. No, here we should pass like the Taz. Hold Afshel L'Kadesh Alapas.
Efshar to afam al yanovam bo de boha. Dal koponim lechem mishne yesh lo smach mi doraisa. In other words, the Magen Avraham is saying, we're not going to let you take dough out of the oven if all you need that dough is for lechem mishne. You know, dough would mean it was already baked dough. In other words, to get another roll for the lechem mishne, that we're not allowed, because you can't. There's an issur to take stuff that's stuck on the wall, on the oven. There's an issur to rabbanan to peel it off. So you have to have a good reason for it. So if you needed to have a meal for Shabbos, that's a good reason. But if you have enough to have the meal, you just don't have enough for lechem mishne, that's not a good reason, and therefore you can't. Magen Avraham says you can't do it. So what would the Magen Avraham say? If it's a question of the wine versus the bread, so he said that maybe the Magen Avraham would agree because since anyway you'll be able to use the bread for Kiddush, and he says even though the Magen Avraham says it's not an asmachta, it's not a chova, but it's still an asmachta, it's still in the Chumash, even though it's, and the Gemara uses it for that context. So in other words, he wants to say that something that's pure derabanan is at a lower level than something that's a derabanan that's an asmachta from the pasuk. In other words, the Torah says lechem mishne, and the Gemara says that's referring to our obligation. So the Taz takes it literally. Our obligation is deraisa. The Magen Avraham says no, it's not a real obligation. It's just like a drush. It's not like a real obligation. But still, bottom line is, the Gemara used the pasuk in Chumash as a source for this din. So even though the Magen Avraham says it's not a real din d'oraisa, maybe it's not even a din d'rabbanan, it's not a chova kol kach, but l'maisa, it's learned from the pasuk. So therefore he thinks that it'll still, even the Magen Avraham will say, it'll still take precedence to have it over the wine. And this way, get the bread, and this way you'll make kiddush on the pas, and you'll have lechem mishne also. Even though the preferred way normally is to make kiddush on wine, but l'maisa, then you won't have lechem mishne. So even the Magen Avraham, who's not such a lechem mishne person, but if you can get in lechem mishne also and be able to make kiddush also, so go for the lechem mishne, because lechem mishne has one maila, even though it's nachova kol kach, it's still, the Gemara still linked it to the pasuk. So it's an asmachta. So even though it's not a full obligation like the Taz learned, but it still has a higher status than the wine for kiddush, because you'll be able to make the kiddush on the pas, and mameyo you'll be able to also have the lechem mishne as well. So he thinks that you should always, you know, make sure you have the bread, and he also for the lechem mishne, and he thinks that even the Magen Avraham would agree to that. The only time the Magen Avraham was hesitant is in a case where you're going to have to violate an avera to get the lechem mishne. By taking it out of the oven when it's stuck on the wall, that's some type of like a malacha derabanan of peeling it off. So then you got to have a real good reason to do that. So for Suda Shabbos, it's fine. But if you have the food for the Suda, you just don't have an extra roll for the lechem mishne, that's not a good enough excuse, according to the Magen Avraham, to take it out of the oven. And the Taz says, no, what are you talking? They're taking it out of the lechem mishne is a deraisa. Thank you. Okay, now, let me ask you a question. What's the story on Yontif? On Yontif. What's the story on Yontif? Is the lechem mishne, so we know, we all have lechem mishne on Yontif. But that would imply that the same story that happened on Shabbos happened on Yontif, that the month fell twice, double on Erev Yontif like it did on Erev Shabbos. Does it really say that? It doesn't say that in the Chumash anywhere, right? In the Chumash it only says that on Fridays it fell double. It never says in the Chumash that it fell double. So how do we know this? Like, so there is a discussion. In Tosis and Beitza, about this on page 8.
Because the pasuk says, yeah, take a look in the. If you take a look in Beitza, on Beis HaMikdash. Let's see. Here, take a look in the Rashi. It says Vehechinu. It's like towards the middle of the page in the Rashi. First word on the line is Doraisa, and the bold letters it says Vehechinu. You see it? Vayaba Yom Hashishi, on Friday, Vehechinu, they would prepare what fell on Friday. Vehechinu says Rashi, Vehizminu. Canon the Ochel Macher, Dimishum Hachanabi, Obashi Yofu Vivashal, Vod Yom, Behediksi, Shetofu Efu. Gil has Mana Bepekoma. See Beyom Hashishi. Ustam shishi cholum. Achshav Rachman on the Suda Shabbos is minem bevod yom uvuchol. So here the Gemara says that chol mechi the Shabbos v'chol mechi liyontif. In other words, Yom Hashishi, the Gemara's learning, doesn't mean only Friday. It's an example that Friday normally is a weekday, right? So Yom Hashishi means a weekday. So the Gemara says, just like a weekday is Friday, so to Erev Yontif is also a weekday. So this concept of Lechem, of that the month fell twice, the Gemara implies over here that it happened on Erev Yontif. It happened on Erev Yontif as well. Yeah, Carmen. Right. No, the simple pshat in the pasuk is talking about Shabbos. No question. But the question is, could we extrapolate that it's also talking about Yontif? So the Gemara says that Yom Hashishi, you have to prepare on Friday. So the Gemara says, Chol Mechin LeShabbos V'Chol Mechin LeYontif. That Yom, so the way Rashi explains is Yom Hashishi, even though the simple pshat in the pasuk is talking about Friday, but we derive that any weekday before a holy day is the same status. So therefore, this pasuk could be read also to refer to Erev Yontif. That Shishi is Navdavka Friday. It means the weekday before the holy day. So just like Friday is the weekday before Shabbos, so to Erev Yontif is the weekday before that. So that's what the Gemara says, that Chol Mechin LeShabbos V'Chol Mechin LeYontif. That it's Shishi is just, even though Yontif doesn't always fall out on Shabbos. So what does it mean, Yom HaShishi? It means the day before the holy day. So from this Gemara, it seems to imply that the same story that happened on Erev Shabbos happened on Erev Yontif, and therefore what? We have Lechem Mishnah, therefore on Erev Yontif we also have to have Lechem Mishnah on Yontif to remind ourselves for the miracle that on Erev Yontif it fell double. So if you look in Tosis, see the Tosis, a big Tosis at the bottom. The first word on the line is Ulavashel. You see here it says Ulavashel? In the middle of the line it says Tema. Tema, the Kan Mashma Shaman Lohaya Yorid Beyontif. Whereas from here, it seems to be that the mon didn't fall on Yontif, meaning that it fell double. To the Pirish Rashi, Hashishi Haroi Lahachana. That Shishi doesn't only mean Friday, but it means any day that you could do malacha to prepare for the holy day that's next. Zebuchol. Oh, but the only question is, there's another Chazal that seems to contradict. Because what does it say? Ha'omar Vayivorech, Vayikadesh. Right? We say this in Kid. Vayivorech Hashem Yom HaShishi, Vayikadesh Oso, Kivo Shavas. So that pasuk is talking about Shabbos. Berchu b'mon, v'kitshu b'mon. She b'Shabbos lo haya yored mon, So there's another Chazal that say, no, that was a special bracha of Shabbos. Vayivarech Elokim es Yom HaShvi'i Vayikadesh Oso, that Hashem blessed Shabbos with a special blessing that no man is going to fall. But that was a special blessing only for Shabbos. So there seems to be a contradiction.
V'yishlomar the Midrashim Chalukim.
That we have two different opinions in Chazal. In other words, we have one Chazal, Gemara here in Beitza, that seems to imply that there was a double portion on Yontif as well, and therefore, hence, we have Lecha Mishnah. And we have another Chazal that say, no, it was only on Shabbos. So, Tosa says, it's a two opinions. And obviously, we paskin like which opinion, that it was even like the Gemara here. That it was even on Erev Yontif, there was a double portion. So hence, we have Lecha Mishnah even on Yontif. That's how we, right? That's our minuk, right? Everyone has Lecha Mishnah on Yontif. And then we have to have the next part of the discussion is what about Pesach? Is Pesach different or not? Now, so let me share you something I heard many, many years ago. From Rav David Cohen of Brooklyn. Rav David Cohen is a big posek in Brooklyn, a Talmud of Chaim Berlin, who contemporary with Rav Lichtenstein in Chaim Berlin, and he's a big posek in Brooklyn. So, in his shul, when he, that's before he had even a building, he used to have his minyan in the Chaim Berlin Beis Medrash in the high school. So, I remember I davened there once. Many times, but once on a Shabbos, it was Pashas B'Shalach many years ago. So the drasha that he gives is not the typical drasha that you'll hear. Whereas the drasha was to try to miyashev the two midrashim in this Tosis. To say, not just that it's a machlokas midrashim, but to explain why one medrash says it's only special about Shabbos, and the other medrash says that even on Yontif. So this is what he said. Ready for it? Okay, this is what he said. What's the din? If on Yontif. On Yontif, Ochel Nefesh is Mutter. Right? So you can cook on Yontif, right? On Shabbos, if you cook, we spent the whole first year, part of the year. If you cook on Shabbos, you chayv skila. On Yontif, you're allowed to cook on Yontif. Because Ochel Nefesh is Mutter. So let me ask you a question. What if you're taking a walk in your backyard on Yontif, and there's a nice apple tree there, and it's Yontif afternoon, especially Yontif now, it's a long day, and you're a little hungry, and you want to pluck an apple off the tree on Yontif. Shabbos, if you do that, you chayv skila. But on Yontif, ochel nefesh is mutter, right? So could you do that on Yontif or not? So the Gemara says, Gzeira Shem Yala V'Yitlosh. The Gemara says, the top line, Gzeira Shem Yala V'Yitlosh. Not only you're not allowed to do it on Yontif, but even if the apple fell by itself, right, and it's on the ground, you can't eat that apple on Yontif. Why? Because you're going to say, oh, this apple is so tasty, I'm going to take another apple. So even though that apple, you didn't do a malacha because it fell by itself. But once you eat apple A, you're going to come what? To eat apple B. So it's clear that what? That you can't pluck the apple off the tree on Yontif. Because not only you can't pluck the apple off the tree, you can't even eat the apple that was detached by itself, lest you come to pluck an apple. Because plucking is usur, because that's Felicia, you're detaching something. Oh, so that's going to be the question. Why is it usur? Why don't you say it's mutter b'gushrim ochel nefesh? It could be a din nolad also, but this is more chumr than even nolad. Look in the arrow here. You see the arrow on the left side?
The bracket, achtema, mai. Shem yalav litlosh. Afilu chatchila mutter litlosh. Da ochel nefesh mutter.
That's Tosis Kasha. What's the problem? You're saying I can't even eat the apple that was detached by itself because I'm called to pluck an apple. But what's wrong with plucking an apple on Yontif? Isn't that Ochel Nefesh, and Ochel Nefesh is Mutter? So the second arrow, he gives an answer. He says, Al Kain Peirush Rabbeinu Nesan Al Mikinun Yushalm Yish Acha Sheyochel Ochel Nefesh.
The Pasuk says in Parshas Bo, Acha Sheyochel Ochel Nefesh Ulevado Yes Alechem. That's a Pasuk in Parshas Bo. That's the Heter of Ochel Nefesh.
And right after that, the Somichlei, and the Pasuk right after that, it says, Ushmartem et Hamatzos. That you have to have
Shmur Matzah. Now, there's a big machlokus in the poskim. What does it mean, Shmur Matzah? It means you have to watch the Matzah special. From what point? So some say it's. When our Shmur Matzah today, when you buy in the store Shmur Matzah, it means Shmur from Shas Ktsira. From the time that they cut it off from the ground. But the Yushalmi said differently.
That Shmur Matzah means Milisha Ve'elach.
So Lisha Ve'elach means when you need it. So that's much later. Because what happens? First you cut it from the ground. And then you separate, you do dosh and borer and all these things. And then you take the kernel and you beat it and you make it into what? Into flour. And then you put the water in the flour and then you make it into dough. So at that point, Melisha, when you're making it into dough, that's, according to Yushalmi, we're more machmir than Yushalmi. But Yushalmi says that's the time where Ushmartem Esha, that you have to have special shmira that it shouldn't become chametz. Before that, you don't have to worry. So that pasuk of Shmur Matzah, according to Yushalmi, is Melisha Ve'elech, and the pasuk of Heter Ochel Nefesh is right before that. So we learn that Ochel Nefesh is Mutter on Yontif only Melisha Ve'elech, only from the kneading and on. Anything before the kneading, there's no Heter of Ochel Nefesh. Okay? So let me ask you, so plucking, where does that come? Before. Now, even though by an apple, it's not shaykh kneading, but the parallel in the wheat would be the plucking part is when you take it, detach it from the ground, that's before the lisha. Because when you attach the stalk from the ground, and then you take the kernel, and you make it into flour, and then you add the water, that's much later than when you, because first you detach it from the ground. So Ochel Nefesh is not mutter on yontif, according to Yushalmi, only from kneading and onward. So kneading and baking and all those things after the kneading are what? A mutter, mishum what? Ochel Nefesh. But the plucking is before that, that's not mutter, mishum Ochel Nefesh. Okay? So that's the famous sheet of the Yerushalmi. That Ochel Nefesh on Yontif is only mutter, milisha ve'elach. Okay? Well, I'm going to get to the answer. Again, we're here to answer up what it means, what Rav David Cohen said, to answer up the Midrashim Chalukim. Okay, do you hear this? This Tosis. Okay, now I'll show you something unbelievable. Take a look in the Gemara in Masechta Yuma. On page 10, page 10. Okay? Now the Gemara in Yuma, and you should look up the Pesukim, you'll see exactly. Has a stira in the Pesukim by the Mon. Two questions about the Mon, okay? Two questions. Question number one is, where did the Mon fall?
Was it like the newspaper you get by your door? Is that where? In other words, did they get the mon? They just walked outside their tent and there the mon was? Or did they have to go further? Or did they even have to go chutz l'machaneh? Okay? That's one question. Where did the mon fall? That's number one. Number two. What state was the mon? Was the mon ready for consumption? Was the mon like just, you know, when we were kids, we always were taught, you know, whatever you thought, that's what it tastes like, you know. I'm not saying that's not true, but I'm just saying that. So was the mon ready to eat? It's like, you know, you got a steak by your door, it's ready to eat. Or did they still have to process it? Okay? Those are the two questions. Where and what did they have to do? So you ready for this one? On page 10. Ksiv redes hatal al hamachane laila yirin hamanolov uksiv v'yotza on v'loktu uksiv shotu on v'loktu. So there are three different psukim. So one pasuk says, "Uvredes hatal al hamachane," that it fell inside the machane. The other pasuk says, "V'yotza on v'loktu." That they had to go outside the machane. And the other pasuk says, "Shatu ha'on v'loktu," means that they even had to go very far out. So one pasuk said it was right in the machane, right in front of their door. Another pasuk says they had to go out of the encampment. Another pasuk says they had to go further. So which one is true? So you know what the Gemara says? Ketzet tzadikim yorad al pesach bateim. The tzadikim got it right by the door. Beinanim yotzu v'loktu. The beinanim had to go outside the machane. Rishoyim shatu v'loktu. And Rishoyim had to take a real hike, even further than just chutz l'machane, to get them on. Okay? So that's the answer to that, in terms of where did it fall. So it fell different places for different people, depending upon how much of a tzaddik you were. It will tell whether it fall right outside your door, or you had to go out of the machane, or you had to even go further. That's number one. Then we have another stira of psukim, all in Parshas B'Shalach. Ksiv lechem. So one pasuk says the man was lechem. I mean, it's ready like a piece of bread. It was ready to be consumed. Uksiv ugos. And another pasuk says that it wasn't as the lechem is like the highest, you know, nice baked bread. Ugos is like a chves, like a little rugala, you know. So maybe you might. Maybe you like that better, but it wasn't as formed. Uksiv v'tachanu. And the other pasuk says not only it wasn't ready to be eaten, they even had to grind it to eat. It wasn't at all ready to be consumed. He even had to grind it. Okay? So what was it? Was it ready to eat? Was it a little less? So the Gemara says, Haketzet tzadikim lechem. For tzadikim, the man fell like bread. Beinanim ugos. The beinanim was like ugos. Rishoyim tachanu berechaim udochu b'medocha. Okay? So you have two stiras. One stira, three different psukim about where did it fall. And it says it depends. Sadikim rishoyim, beinanim rishoyim. And the other pasuk says what? Did it fall like lechem? Did it fall like ugos? Or did it mamish? You even had to do what? Tchina. Oh. So, okay. So now you ready? You ready for the... Now we're going to answer the question. I mean, we're going to say over Rabbi David Cohen's answer for the kasha. Of what was it that... did the mon fall double only on Shabbos or even in Yom Tov? So what did Tosa say? What did Tosa say? Midrashim Chalukim. So Rav Dov Kohen says, no, It's not just a machlokas and medrash. In other words, they both were true. They both were true. Meaning, like this. Let's make a cheshbon. For the Rishoyim, right? So what form did the mon fall for them?
Raw.
What?
Like raw.
Almost like raw. Now, on Shabbos, obviously it fell on Erev Shabbos for them. But what about on Yontif? Could it fall for them on Yontif for the Rishoyim? No. Because if it would fall on Yontif, so they wouldn't be able to use it. Because what's the din on Yontif? You can only do Ochol Nefesh what? Milisha Ve'elach. Lisha is after Tchina. Tchina is before. Tchina is when you're actually grinding the kernel to make flour. So for the Rishoyim, it what? Of course it had a full what? On Erev Yontif. For everyone else, it could have fell on Yontif itself because you didn't have to do anything. So says Rav David Cohen, there's no steer in the Medrash anymore. Because the Medrash that says that Shabbos was special, that means that for all Jews, there was Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos. So what's the story of Yontif? On Yontif, it was different. Because for the Tzadikim and Beinanim, it could fall on Yontif itself. They didn't need the miracle of Lecha Mishnah. But for the Rishoyim, of course they needed the miracle of Lecha Mishnah. Because if they didn't have the miracle of Lecha Mishnah that fall on Erev Yontif, and it all fell on Yontif, they wouldn't be able to use it. And of course, Mon doesn't fall for the next day, as we know. Mon only falls for that day. So in Mimela, there's no stira. Because the Medrash that says Shabbos is special, that only means that for all of Klal Yisrael fell on Erev Shabbos. But the Chazal, let's say, that we have the Gemara in Beitza, that we have Lecha Mishnah even on Yontif, that's because for the Rishayim, it had a fall on Erev Yontif, the Lecha Mishnah. Because it would fall on Yontif itself, for the Rishayim, it didn't fall ready-made. It was Tachanu. And Tachanu is before Lisha. We saw the Yerushalmi says that only Milisha Ve'elach. So Mela, everything's Miyushav. That Shabbos is special, but still we have Lecha Mishnah on Yontif, because on Shabbos, the miracle of Lecha Mishnah was for everybody. On Yontif, it was for part of Klal Yisrael. So we still have to do the Lecha Mishnah on Yontif to commemorate that the miracle did exist. The Chazal that said that Shabbos was special, that's for all of Klal Yisrael that fell on Erev Shabbos. Okay. As we saw that there's a Lecha Mishnah, we saw there's a Machlokas Taz and Magen Avraham, whether it's a real Din D'oraisa, it's only, or it's like some quasi Chiyuv, the Magen Avraham. Then we saw on Yontif, it was a steer in the Midrashim, right? Whether, what's the story on Yontif? And in the end, we know we hold from Lecha Mishnah on Yontif. So now the question is, what's the story of Pesach? What's the story of Pesach? So we're not going to finish it all today, but let me show you a little bit. I'll show you the Rambam, and then we'll continue this packet to tomorrow, because we're not going to have time to finish it today. But we'll look in the Rambam now for 2 minutes on page 19. Look at the Rambam. Says the Rambam. So basically, the Rambam had two matzahs at his Seder. Two matzahs. And basically, what you did was, you took the two matzahs, and you broke one of them, and you and the piece went on the table, and then you took a matzah and a half, and you made the brachas on the matzah and a half. Okay, shaky grim, cholnik echel mehem, menech parcel tachshol, vracha motilech min arts. When we might in a vracha shaky kurosh kushayon and tovim, mishum shenemer lechem oni, madagal shaoni, beprusa, kam beprusa. So it was lechem oni sort of trumps the din of full lechem mishnah. In other words, normally we have lechem mishnah, we have two shlemus. But since the pasuk says, there's lechem mishnah. Yontif, we just got through saying, requires lechem mishnah. Right? So why all of a sudden over here? So lechem oni trumps the din of the complete lechem mishnah. Whereas the other shitas, as we'll see tomorrow, Bez Hashem, say that no. That lechem oni just means that, you know, you have a prusa, but you can't, but you still have to have the regular obligation of lechem mishnah. So that's what we do. We have three matzahs. Why do we have the three matzahs? Because this way, we have lechem mishnah of the top and the bottom. And we still have lechem oni, we have a broken matzah. And then we became a... But the Rambam learned, no, that the lechem oni is telling me that the lechem mishnah is done in a different way than you normally do it. Whereas the other Rishonim, as we'll say that... That lechem oni tells us that this yontif of Pesach has a different type of lechem mishnah than the rest of the year. That not necessarily that we did away with lechem mishnah, but we don't have a full lechem mishnah like we normally have. And the other rishonim say no, it's the full lechem mishnah, and you have the prusa to be like a poor person. Okay, so Bez Hashem tomorrow we'll go into it a little bit more. And we'll see. When we'll finish this, we'll give you out the other one also. But okay, we'll dive in 2 minutes.